Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Doug Gottlieb, Chris Broussard in for Dan and the Danettes. One more hour with you. Brew, are you in tomorrow? Is it you and Rob Parker tomorrow?
Rob Parker and myself, yes.
Okay, which is the odd couple you can hear every afternoon or evening here on Fox Sports Radio. And then I'll be with crazy Uncle Rob Parker on Friday. So
good luck with that.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. It was embarrassing that Brady went to Tampa because he had to beg to go to Tampa.
You heard Jason Light, the GM for the Buccaneers, yep. say recently that when they called to recruit Brady on March 18th,
right.
they were surprised because Brady was kind of selling himself on them and telling them how good he'd be there and how much of a fit it would be and so on and so forth. I said that's a sign of how excited he is to play in Tampa Bay.
Right, right.
Rob said he had to sell himself to the Buccaneers because nobody else wanted him.
No, I think I know there were at least two other teams that thought they had a chance, right? Miami, I think, would have been Giselle's first pick. And the Chargers probably would, because I think he did the same thing with the Chargers as well. Because the Chargers were...
As far as selling them?
Yes.
Because from what the reports say, that only the Buccaneers and the Chargers made offers. I also think New England, you know, would have taken him, but who knows.
I think New England would have, but I think that...
Under the right circumstances.
I don't think it's even the circumstances. I don't think Brady... I think Brady made it known he wasn't coming back a long time ago. And
really?
That, yeah.
See, I think... If they had upgraded,
yeah,
you know, Stephon Diggs was out there, DeAndre Hopkins was out there, and been willing to pay him, he probably wanted 2 years, but, you know, even been willing to pay, because they talked about a pay cut, right? A one-year deal on a pay cut. So I think those are the things that made him want to leave.
I think it would have been harder to leave if he had a Stephon Diggs? Absolutely. But I think this, the general sense was that he was, and that was kind of why he had to sell that he was leaving to both the Chargers and the Buccaneers, because I think both of them thought, well, this doesn't make sense. Why would you leave New England? Like, you won 12 right. You won 12 games last year. Like, why are you going to upend your whole family? Like, no. We got this. You got this. So I believe that's just how Tom Brady is. That's just how he is. When you have a conversation with him, he finds a way to find the positive and how it's going to work. I don't think that speaks poorly to his. He's not begging. I also think it speaks to how difficult it is to find a team. And look, Cam Newton's a guy who's out of the league right now. Jameis Winston out of the league. Jameis Winston threw 30 picks, threw 5,000 yards last year. And he does not have a team because where are you going to? There's just a limited number of teams that aren't either pot committed to their quarterback or too committed to a younger quarterback or committed to drafting a younger quarterback. And if you get a Brady, you know you got to be in position to feel like you're going to win right now. And that means you're not going to use any of your resources to get some heir apparent, right? You got to kind of go all in on it. And there's just not that many teams out there. And then there's even smaller number of teams that fit a Cam Newton coming off of injury. He doesn't want to take backup money. He wants starter money, and he wants more than 1 year. Well, like, there's a limited number of teams you can go to.
I would love, and if I'm a team, I'm only offering Cam 1 year. I want to see him for 1 year. First, I want to see you stay healthy. And I don't mean play 14 to 16 games. I mean be healthy for 14 to 16 games. You know, because he's played some seasons where he played virtually the whole season but been banged up. I mean, it just is his last year. You know, not last season, but the season before that. He played the whole year, but he was banged up for the second half, so couldn't be himself. So I definitely am looking at him only for 1 year if I'm a team. But I know they won't do it. I think they want to see Stidham for a year, see what he can do, and then go from there if they have to get somebody else. I would love to see Cam in New England, though. Just Why? 1 year.
Why?
Belichick has all – now, and Belichick doesn't do this. A lot of coaches, you would say, okay, that's just coach speak. He's talking up the competition, all that. Belichick, you know, that doesn't always do that. He has praised Cam Newton. I think I would just like to see him use him. Clearly, because if they did, they'd just go out there and sign him.
Yeah. So,
I'm saying I think it could be a good fit.
Well, it's pretty obvious based upon the fact that they made no effort to go after him. That it doesn't matter what you say; it's action, right?
Was your wife always say actions are bigger than words? See it,
right?
Yeah, no,
I just like look. He's never been an accurate thrower. Accuracy is one of the top two or three things you need in the NFL. He was a guy who is a runner who doesn't want to run anymore because he's been so banged up. And here's the biggest thing is, you know, he wasn't throwing. Not only did he have shoulder surgery, but his motion doesn't look the same. His arm isn't the same. So you take a guy who is an inaccurate thrower who can throw the ball deep downfield, and you don't know if he can still throw it deep. He's never been terribly accurate. He's a runner who doesn't run anymore. Like, why? And he's a guy who carries a hefty level of confidence to ego in what he can do. You don't want to take a 1 year deal, and he wants to take starting quarterback money. Well, guess what, dude?
Yeah, no, he's not.
But this is not this that. Honestly.
But hold on, you don't think, Doug, he could be? So you just think the Cam Newton we saw 2 years ago? Remember at the beginning of what would that have been, the 18-19 season? I guess. Remember the first eight games, they were 6-2.
Sure.
He was 15 touchdowns, 4 picks. His accuracy was looking better. His completion percentage was high for him.
Yeah.
You know, he was in the MVP discussion at that point. You just think he can't be even close to that guy anymore.
Well, look, I
because that wasn't that long ago.
It's not just that guy anymore. His former coach, who was there for 9 years, needed a quarterback, needs a quarterback, and didn't have to. If you could just wait till he got cut, could have gotten him for whatever. And instead, he trades for his backup, who's making $580,000, right? So it's not me telling you, it's, you know.
Guys, his injuries just are frustrating.
Okay, so you have the injuries, and then you have he's just a specific type of fit. Do I think he would be an unbelievable backup in Baltimore? Yes, absolutely. An unbelievable backup in Baltimore.
But I wouldn't even think about bringing him to Baltimore. Would you?
Why?
Here's why. He's Cam Newton. And you kind of alluded to this, and it's not just
right.
His
that's
ego,
why he can't. That's why he can't go to
persona.
That's why he can't right? go to Buffalo, where you know they're trying right. to continue to keep the confidence of their starting quarterback.
Because once Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen had a bad game or two bad games in a row, there would be the drumbeat for Cam, and with his ego, he might be subtly leading the drumbeat. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, but I don't think. Do I think Lamar will come back to earth? I do. But I also think that Lamar Jackson's been a league MVP and he's that well regarded in the organization. I don't think that's, I agree with you in that other teams with young quarterbacks don't want to bring that guy in. Look, I mean, Russell Wilson, he'd be a great backup to Russell Wilson, who's always running around, you think always on the brink of getting hurt. But you think Russell Wilson wants that behind him? No. Zero.
Nobody would.
Zero chance. So we're shrinking. We get fewer and fewer and fewer options of where he can legitimately go.
So you think he's definitely a backup?
I don't know where he can start other than if Miami just strikes out.
Why don't the Chargers go after him?
Well, the Chargers have Tyrod Taylor, who's essentially the same age. And more accurate, fewer interceptions, been in the system for a year. And
not
the, and
nearly
the, and
as
the,
good, though.
And the, but no, wait.
Would you admit that?
No. We don't know.
You think Tyrod Taylor's as good as Cam Newton?
Not as good as Cam Newton in his peak, but Cam Newton is not Cam Newton in his peak. Dude, well, Cam Newton, I hate to beat this guy. That's look at question. Cam Newton's numbers. He's a below 60% passer. He is not an accurate thrower. The league is more on accuracy, okay, and less on... You know, less on deep balls and big plays. Even the year he was the MVP there, 15-1. You know, they only played one good team the whole season, right? They one team with above 500 record.
To the Super Bowl.
They did get to the Super Bowl, and he was awful in it. And that's against the Broncos defense. But the point is this: Tyrod Taylor also, and here's the most important part, or two most important parts. One, he makes $7.5 million. Okay. So even if he's slightly less than Cam Newton, what you think Cam Newton can be, $7.5 million when you're the Chargers and you got to redo Hunter Henry's deal. He's a franchise tag, Joey Bosa, and then probably Keenan Allen as well. You can spread that money around. And here's the bigger thing. Anthony Lynn called plays in Buffalo. His quarterback was Tyrod Taylor. They went to the playoffs. So there's a trust factor there that does not exist with Cam. You don't know if his arm's healthy. You don't know if he can pick up your system because he's a guy who had struggled to pick up other systems in the past. I'm sure he wants too much money. By the way, you got Tyrod Taylor, who everybody likes, and then you draft a young quarterback, and if Tyrod Taylor's not good enough, eventually he gets supplanted by the younger quarterback. That's the way it works. No, the Chargers have no interest in him. They're just not.
I'm with you. And I've said this before, Cam Newton, and to me, this is a cautionary tale for Lamar Jackson. Cam Newton is worn down because of all the running. He ran more than any quarterback in history, I believe, over time. Obviously, Lamar's doing that per season. But Cam Newton's twice as big as Lamar Jackson.
He's a giant man.
Worn down from the running. And yeah. I know they let him take some hits that they don't let other quarterbacks take because he's so big and he was, you know, such a powerful runner. But that should be a cautionary tale, number one, for Baltimore. But I get it. He is worn down. I don't know if he can be healthy for a full season. All those questions are legit. If I'm the Chargers, though, I need a buzz, number one. And I'm not saying Cam Newton is going to bring him what Tom Brady would have. But he is a big name, and I do think he would put some fan, give you some type of buzz in the L.A. area.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think Tom Brady would have, kind of in a David Beckham
Brady
sort of way.
Would have.
I don't think Cam would have. I think he's much bigger he's bigger in the South. Like, if Jacksonville is looking to sell tickets, that's where they should go, right? And look, Jacksonville needs a quarterback, and right now they're doing the Gardner Minshew thing. Why? One, because he's accurate. And two, he doesn't cost him anything. cost them nothing. So they can build, they can completely rebuild a team. And doesn't mean they know what they're doing. They wouldn't be a better team with Cam Newton. They probably would. But this is why they've gone that route. But Cam's name is much bigger in the South. I'm just telling you, to anybody who thinks the Chargers have zero interest. It's not.
No,
even,
I don't think they're interested. Yeah, I don't know who's interested. I mean, I'm.
I think you have
I'm
to wait.
I'm with you in that. I don't see teams. I've heard people say Pittsburgh as a backup. But
would make sense. But he has to. Yeah. He has to decide. Now, remember the job of a backup quarterback. And this is what a lot of people don't understand. Is not. It doesn't necessarily matter how good you are. Unless, you know, you have to play. As a backup quarterback, you're supposed to be ready, but your number one job is to get the starter ready, right? To support that guy. And Cam has never had to do that. That's just a completely foreign role to him.
Nah, and I don't think, at 31, I'm sure he thinks he's still very young. He obviously thinks he's still capable. And,
yes.
And maybe if he's, I do think there, I'm leaving open the possibility, Doug, that if he can get fully healthy or, you know, healthy for him, that he can still be a very productive quarterback in the league. But I don't see anybody, it doesn't seem like anybody's willing to give him that shot.
I think he'll get a shot. I think right now teams have kind of transitioned from free agent mode to draft mode, and then there'll be somebody who doesn't get the guy they want. And there'll also be, and there's the other side to it, there'll probably be a team that trades up to get the quarterback they want, and then there'll be another veteran quarterback on the market, right? There's still, look, Jameis is still out there. He's still available. We don't know what becomes of Andy Dalton. We don't know what happens with Ryan Fitzpatrick and some of these other quarterbacks. But there are guys, you know, like a Derek Carr, who right now looks like he'll be the Raiders starter with Mariota as the backup. But we've seen the Eagles sign Sam Bradford and then trade up and draft Carson Wentz. We've seen the Bears sign Mike Glennon and trade up and draft Mitchell Trubisky. You know, we've seen the Arizona Cardinals sign, again, Sam Bradford, trade up and get Josh Rosen, and then part ways with Josh Rosen just 1 year later. So I think right now is not the time. I do think Cam will get a shot. The only question for Cam is, if you can't be a starter day one, then do you sit and wait, or do you go to a team and be a backup? I think he probably sits and waits and stays ready for somebody to get hurt or somebody to fall on their face.
Yeah, that makes sense because, again, I can't see him with his ego. He's still young age-wise. I can't see him accepting a backup role, and I can't see him being a good backup, Doug, because, as you said, his job's to get the starter ready. He wants to beat out the starter.
Right.
And thinks he should be. I'm sure wherever he goes, he'll probably think he should be the starter. And he's also a guy that can rally. I think there'd be a lot of guys in the locker room that would be on, you know, on the Cam Newton bandwagon.
Sure.
And let something go wrong with the starter. And then you're going to, that's what I mean. You're going to start hearing, you know, it would just, media would play into it. And then even players in his own locker room would probably play into, maybe Cam should get a shot. Why don't we put Cam in? Something like that. And now you got a controversy.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating to see what happens. By the way, these are some of the reasons Colin Kaepernick didn't get a job after he got cut by San Francisco. It wasn't just the kneeling. It was he had injuries. Guys didn't know how he could throw, how he would fit in. He clearly didn't want to be a backup. He didn't want backup money. He didn't want to talk about being a backup. And there was a limited number of places where he had worked with somebody before. And so all of these things kind of factor in. All right, we'll continue with some NFL discussion. Coming up next, the Last Dance, the documentary about the Chicago Bulls, will be dropped early by our former employer, Chris. But
I can't wait.
I can't wait either. But I think they're violating one of the core tenets. What are the core tenets of broadcasting? I'll tell you what that is. You tell me if you disagree. With Chris Broussard, I'm Doug Gottlieb. That's next on The Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of The Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon. We're coming into that time of the year. Be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
I don't know if you've ever heard this expression or maybe saying. Expression is a saying. It was told to me when I first started working. A guy named Dan Steer hired me to do college basketball games at ESPN. He used to say, if you've told a story once on a broadcast, you haven't told it. And the idea is, like, look, people come in and out of a game. You tell a story about a guy in the first half and don't tell it again. Must not have been that good a story. You know, you did all that work. You found the research. You found a good story. Tell it. It's the same thing on a radio broadcast, as you guys know. You play the hits, whatever the big...
Right.
For ESPN, what are they doing spacing this thing out, right? Like, play 5 in a week, play 1 a night, then play the next 5 the next week. You can do reviews. You can do shows within shows of it if you'd like, right? Like you know, they do with The Bachelor when they have After the Final Rose, where you can talk about it. But play them, then play the next... And then do it again, repeat for the next 2 weeks. Like, I just, the idea of making us wait when there's nothing else on TV and replaying it is not going to hurt you. Get it out as early as possible. And then for people who missed episode 3 or whatever, they can always go back and watch it either via Netflix or whatever, or can watch it the next time that it's on.
I wasn't sure where you were going. I was like, I know Doug's not going to say it was a bad idea to move it up.
No, it should have been. Should already be on this week. Should be on this weekend.
Right. I totally agree with you, though, with everything else you said. Yes, they should have started Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You could have a 2 week, what is it, 10 shows? So I guess.
Yes, 2 weeks.
A 1 week run.
Two week run.
Yeah, yeah. Or you, if you
just do weekdays.
On the weekends or whatever. But yes, and you could own the evenings because everybody's going to want to watch that. I totally agree. I don't get it. I don't understand why they are spacing it out.
I think it's an older TV mentality. You know, it's like, why don't you put something on Friday night? Well, everybody goes out on a Friday night. Not anymore, dude. Not anymore. Everybody's
right. And it's a different day. Doug, look, the blessing of being able to binge watch.
Yes.
Is that you don't have to wait till a week later to see the second episode, right? Or the third episode, or you can just watch the whole thing. And then the curse is that, okay, dang, I wish I was still watching The Stranger or whatever, Tiger King or whatever it is, you know? So that's the problem. But yeah, I agree with you. They should have ran the whole thing every night and then just play it back.
Chris Mannix, senior writer for Sports Illustrated, joins us here on the Dan Patrick Show along with Chris Broussard. I'm Doug Gottlieb. First, Mannix, where are you and what is your daily life like?
I'm in Boston now. I basically drive between Boston and my place in Vermont like every 3 or 4 days to mix it up a little bit. But like everybody else, I'm stuck indoors.
Okay, but what's the weather like? Like in at least I know New York area has been pretty nice. In California, it was rainy kind of the first week, and now it's back to being a little bit cool. But California weather, people are walking a ton. What is in Boston and in Vermont? What's it like?
Yeah, it's still pretty cold. I mean, you're getting up to like the low 40s at some points. I saw somewhere next week it'll be in the 50s, so I guess we're creeping up there. But we haven't gotten to that kind of hang out outside kind of weather, which makes it infinitely worse to be dealing with all this.
Can you figure out why ESPN won't just drop all the docs at once while they're doing a 5-week deal?
5 weeks seems like a lot. If I was looking for a compromise, I'd go like every other day where you had one day of the whatever the episode was. And then like with like The Walking Dead and shows like that, you could do like a show within
right.
the show, like you said there, yeah. Like you could do like Talking Jordan or something and have people on to discuss what they just saw in that episode to space it out more. But 5 weeks seems a bit excessive.
It does. What do you think the likelihood we have an NBA season is?
You know, if I had to put a percentage on it at this point, I would probably say in like the 25% range. And then that's just based largely on what we know right now about where we are and where this problem is heading. I talk to people every day within the league office and on different teams, and it's the same kind of, pessimistic response. I do think though that, if there's an NBA season, it's going to take place in Las Vegas. I'm almost certain of that at this point. I mean, if no other reason than logistically, traveling between cities feels like it's almost impossible for the next 6 months.
Right.
I mean, at least you're just not going to be able to have a series between Memphis and L.A. if L.A. is on lockdown and Memphis is not. And it just creates so many logistical issues. I just believe if this thing gets done, it gets done at a closed venue in Las Vegas.
Chris, I think you and others have mentioned, I think you are one of them, that maybe it's just if you have everything in Vegas, it's some type of big tournament rather than your typical playoff run. First of all, is that accurate that that's a possibility that there could just be, I'm not saying a March Madness one and done, but some type of tournament that's unlike our playoffs? And two, if that's the case, how much legitimacy do you think we'll all place on whoever the winner is? Like if LeBron, say they do a tournament, LeBron James and the Lakers win. I mean, how much do you think we really look at that as, oh, that's his fourth ring?
You know, it's a good question. I fall back on, as long as it's not like a one and done type of tournament, I look at it as legitimate. I mean, I remember back in like 1999 and when the Spurs won and there was criticism of them winning that championship because it was a lockout shortened season.
50 games.
That kind of went away after a while. People look at the Spurs as legitimate champions. Same thing with that 66-game season from a few years ago. I mean, it would certainly be unique, but I think as time passes, we won't look back on that year and say that's an asterisk. But I as far as like what they're considering, I do think everything is on the table at this point. Any kind of tournament is on the table. They clearly can't have a traditional seven-game first-round series, seven-game second-round, and so on. That just can't happen in the time frame that they're probably going to be looking at over the next couple of months. And one thing they have to run up against is that when players come back, you know, they're going to insist on a training camp.
Sure.
And I don't know how long that training camp's going to be. You know, some players I've talked to have said 4 weeks are needed at this point. I think 2 weeks is probably more likely. But, you know, guys I've talked to are just sitting around. Like, yeah. They're not doing anything. Like, they're like just like you and me, you know, on YouTube, you know, looking for in-home workouts. I mean, it's just right. Like there's just going to be an incredible lack of conditioning from the players that come back. It's going to require them. So I say that because if, let's say, in the best-case scenario, we get to mid-May and things have cleared up enough, the CDC says, look, you can have gatherings of like 150 people, which opens up TV broadcasts. All right, well, then you say we're going to get everything back started in June 1st. Then you have to have that training camp. And then maybe you want to have five regular season games or something at the end to deal with the playoffs. I mean, I think early July is probably the earliest we're going to see anything potentially start.
Chris Mannix joining us from Sports Illustrated, along with Chris Broussard. I'm Doug Gottlieb. This is the Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. And then you start to think, all right, first in terms of this season, shouldn't LeBron want it to be played? Like, their championship window is not exactly wide open in the future, as the Warriors should be back next year. I know it's the East, but the Nets should be very talented. The Celtics are getting better, not getting worse, with Jason Tatum kind of growing into a superstar. And I would think other teams in the West are going to try and figure things out. The Clippers will have more cohesiveness, and Paul George will be further away from injury. Kawhi Leonard could be fully healthy. Like, if I'm LeBron, I'm ticked. Obviously, this thing derailed their season, which was looking like a dream season. But I want to get this thing in because this may be the best shot he's got.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, you know, if any player is upset about what happened, it's LeBron James the most at this point because of the way they were playing and the way he was playing. And while, you know, we can all assume LeBron is probably going to play at a pretty high level over the next couple of years, it is only a year ago that he missed 30-plus games due to injury. And that kind of stuff can happen. I think the Lakers, you know, look, the Lakers have a chance to get even better next summer. They've got two exceptions in their salary cap situation where they could pay somebody close to $10 million and they could pay somebody else close to $4 million. So they're going to be able to you know, dangle that as a carrot and maybe get one of those mid-level ring chasers that could beef up this team. But there's no guarantee LeBron is going to play like the second best of the MVP in the league next year. And if he takes even a half a step back, that could open the door for somebody else.
Chris, you mentioned LeBron being second in the MVP race. I agree. I think it's clearly Giannis. But let's say worst case scenario, and this is a minor thing in the grand NBA scheme, but worst case scenario, they don't finish this season. Do you still think they would have award regular season awards? Like MVP,
yeah,
rookie of the year, coach, and all that?
Yeah, I think they do all that. I mean, they, you know, they want to maintain some sense of normalcy in all this. And, you know, the voting may come in midsummer at that point. But, you know, and I haven't had this specific discussion with the league. I mean, when you talk to league officials, like, they'll talk to you a little bit about kind of what's on the table and what's not. But one thing they'll say is, like, man, everything's frozen right now. We're planning, like, hypotheticals, but there's no actual planning in terms of logistics and dates and things like that. They're just not able to do much of anything until they get some type of clarity. But if the worst-case scenario happens, I do think we'd see awards handed out.
If the worst-case scenario happens, the other team that's dramatically affected is the Bucks. They had what we thought was 2 years to prove to Giannis they could compete for and win a championship. That would be shortened to one.
Yeah, and I mean, that's one of the – I mean, not one of – that's probably the biggest off-season question whenever the off-season starts. I mean, has Giannis – if this season gets scuttled, has Giannis seen enough from Milwaukee to make him believe that they're the best team for his future and he signed that Supermax contract of $250 million? I know there's a lot of speculation out there about what Giannis might or might not do. I don't think anything – and nobody really knows what he's thinking, but – it certainly is a body blow for Milwaukee to not have a postseason run to prove to Giannis that they're the best in the best situation. So I really don't know which way Giannis would go. I don't know what he'd be thinking if the year got scuttled, but it would put Milwaukee in a very interesting position if he said to them this summer, look, I like it here, but I need to see more. I'm going to go into next season. I would assume the Bucks would roll the dice and say, look, we've still got a great team. We have a chance to get to the finals. But, I mean, I know a lot of teams would be banging on their door trying to see if they can pry Giannis loose.
Chris, I want to ask you a boxing question before you go. Obviously, the Deontay Wilder, Tyson Fury 3 has been postponed. I don't know what type of training he's able to do, but does this help Wilder at all, the fact that this is postponed?
I think it helps Wilder a lot more than it helps Fury. Time off has never been a friend to Tyson Fury. Like he just, when he's focused and working, he's great. When he's not, you know, we've seen in the past, things have kind of gotten away from him a little bit. He seems like he's okay now talking to people that are around him in the last couple of weeks, and he's on social media working out and stuff like that. So that's good, but it's definitely better for Deontay Wilder. I mean, I was worried that Deontay Wilder coming back after just 5 months after getting knocked out into the same type of fight, that would have been a terrible idea.
Right.
Now, if it is pushed to October, he's going to have that full 5 months to basically rest. And once, you know, you get to the end of the summer, he can enter into a full training camp and come into that rematch, the most important fight of his career, with a fresh body and a fresh mind. So absolutely, for Deontay Wilder, this is almost a gift to be able to push it down to October.
Yeah, and the most important thing is he won't be wearing that outfit. That's the reason he lost, was he's wearing the outfit.
It was like excuse bingo coming from Deontay for a while. It was like, hey, it's the outfit, and then it's the referee, then there's an ex-fighter in the stands that's yelling at my trainer, and then it's my trainer for stopping the fight. Just look, Deontay's a great guy. I'm sure you guys have talked to him at various points. Like he's a tremendous guy.
He is, yes.
I just think he just missed badly on all those excuses.
He got his ass kicked.
Will he have a chance? Will you give him a chance in the third fight, I guess?
Oh, you always.
I mean, you know, beyond anything can happen.
Well, no, I mean, with that kind of eraser, you always give him a chance. And look, Fury's excellent, but I've called a lot of Fury fights in my career, and like he's been knocked down by lesser fighters. He was knocked down twice by Wilder in the first fight. I mean, I think Deontay's got to have a better game plan going into that fight, but he's not going up against a guy with a granite chin that you can't knock down or knock out. He lands that big shot, it's over. The question is, and we've seen this time and again, when guys get knocked out like that, the aura of invincibility disappears,
right, yeah,
like it did with Mike Tyson, and their own confidence disappears too. If they think they can't just wipe a guy out with one punch, they become different fighters as well. I'm interested in the fight. And I'm hoping this leads to a bunch of great heavyweight fights, but my confidence that Wilder can win is limited.
Yeah, and then there's the question of weight, right? Because he put on weight for that last fight.
Yeah.
So it stands to reason that he would lose weight. What would Fury do? Would Fury trim up, or would Fury come in as big as he came in? You know, and would he press, you know, would he press the way he did, you know, just a couple weeks, you know, I don't even know how long ago. I guess it was a month ago. It feels like 2 years ago, whatever. You know, I think there's that kind of inner workings of the fight. The thing is, though, in terms of like boxing skill, it hasn't really been close. It's just been Wilder has that one weapon, and he got to uncork it twice in the first fight.
Yeah, I mean, you could make an argument that, what was it, 19 total rounds that Fury won, you know, 17 of them, you know, besides the two he got knocked down in that first fight. I mean, he's a tremendously skilled fighter, and we know that Deontay Wilder is not a skilled fighter. I mean, Look, he's all the fighters that fights he's been in, most of them he's been down on the scorecards, so that have gone to the later rounds. Like Luis Ortiz, I was at that
he
fight.
Was
he was down like 5-0 in that fight.
Right.
Like, he was losing badly. He just comes back and blasts you out of there. So I don't know what Deontay does. I mean, one thing that Anthony Joshua did after Andy Ruiz knocked him out, he didn't fire his trainer, but he supplemented his team. He brought in some guys from the Kronk gym in Detroit, guys that taught him new things that proved to be effective in the rematch. I'd love to see Wilder, if he's going to keep Jay Deese and Mark Breland, his longtime trainers, great, keep them, but add some people to that team that might be able to show you some things that you hadn't done before that could be effective in the rematch.
I just don't know if you can teach a guy, you're going against a lifetime boxer, you know, whose dad was a boxer, against a guy who's an athlete who's learned to become a fighter, right? Like, I just,
I don't know what he can
add. It's like, honestly, there's like a LeBron James thing. Like, man, I wish LeBron James could move without the ball better. You know, like, yeah, well, LeBron James is 34. Like, that sucker ain't moving without the ball. He's going to have the ball, and you know, and he's going to try and play downhill, and that's kind of who he is. At some point in time, you know, you are what you are. Chris Mannix, our guest from Sports Illustrated. All right, last thing, Mannix. There has to be something you want to recommend to people to watch or to read, because it sounds kind of miserable for you. No boxing, no hoops, and no ability to get outside in either Vermont or in Boston. Sounds like a lot of coffee and a lot of watching or reading of something. What is it?
Yeah, I'd like to say that there's like a go-to right now in terms of watch. I've spent an extraordinary amount of money on iTunes in the last, like, you know, two weeks. Like, every movie I've ever wanted to see, I mean, I just bought Bad Boys for Life on there, so I'm going to be watching that this afternoon. So I guess that's what I would recommend. And I'm trying to, but at the start of the year, one of my resolutions was to read a biography of an American president every month. So I'm kind of back into that mode once again. So, you know, we'll see. I'm on Chester A. Arthur right now, so we'll see how that goes.
I have
Chris, I bet you that you are loving that ride every, what, 3 or 4 days? Because I'm after the show, I'm going to the grocery store, and I'm so excited. I mean, be honest, just to get out of the house and get somewhere.
Well,
I'm like,
see,
looking
here's
forward
the difference.
To this.
You guys though have families. Like, I'm cool. I live alone. Like, I'm good, man. I just, like, it's quite relaxing, actually, just hanging around. I mean, as of like 3 weeks ago, I still had my Christmas tree up. Like, this was like this is my life is very much sort of surreal.
Yeah, no, listen, I mean, it's with the kids, the only hard part is the homeschooling thing, but you actually get, you know, you get family dinners, you get to do things, you know, play board games with them, watch movies with them. Like, you actually kind of, I do think there'll be no family vacations this summer because family's just going to try and get away from each other. But yes, it's the driving thing is, you know, I drove in here where it can take up to an hour and a half and it's like 45, 50 minutes and you're set. So there is some good, but we're all ready to have sports back. Mannix, great stuff, dude. Be safe on that trip to Vermont. Thanks so much for joining us.
Anytime, guys.
I got a story for you, Chris. Off Beverly Hills police officers made a bust involving one of the most in-demand items during the coronavirus pandemic. Patrolling officers discovered 192 rolls of toilet paper inside a stolen SUV. Which part is dumber? The fact that the guy's got driving around a stolen SUV, or that inside the stolen SUV, he's got 192 rolls of toilet paper?
Unbelievable. Obviously, he's planning on making a killing. He was selling them, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Apparently. Wow. That's a...
Toilet paper's like gold right now, man.
That is, how much could you need? How that is.
I'm good. I you know what I'm short on is Kleenex. I got to go get some Kleenex.
You couldn't use the toilet paper as Kleenex. I don't know if you know
I
that.
I could, but yes. I don't want to waste it. I don't want to get caught out there. Lee.
Fair enough.
Our producer, Lee.
Yeah.
Lee, are you all right? Lee, a week ago, Lee had like a quarter of a roll left. In his whole house.
Down to one ply for the whole house. And I had to get up at 7 a.m. to go get it.
I'm going to let you in on something that I should have told Mannix about. Do you know what the hardest part about drives that last more than 30 minutes nowadays? If you have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's true.
Especially if you have to go more than number one. You can't run into places.
Right.
You can mobile order and go pick up, but it's not like, oh, hey, come in and stink up our bathroom too. You're like, no. I'm telling you, like, this is the thing. You don't realize, like, people tell you all the time, man.
Are you driving in every day or most days for the show?
About half and half.
Because I would think, like I said, I've told my wife, I haven't really been out of my house significantly.
It's great.
Since Friday.
There's no traffic and no smog.
Right. And I mean, I've thought about just getting out, just going for a drive just to kind of get out.
Yes.
It's probably therapeutic, that drive.
It is. Yeah. It's cathartic. Yeah. No question about it. With Chris Broussard, I'm Doug Gottlieb. This is the Dan Patrick Show. The NFL's expanded playoffs. Good idea or bad idea? We explain next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com.
And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Now, Chris, do you get a refund for the girls in college? Like, you get any of your money back, or that check's already sent? There's no chance.
You know what? The great thing is, first of all, the bad news is no. The good news is we just finished paying for them because they're, you know, they're both seniors. And so we're done paying for them. I'm just so excited about that. But, both of their graduation ceremonies were canceled or, you know, postponed to some later date. And so my daughter from University of Michigan is back home taking classes online. My daughter at Penn is still, she had an off-campus place, so she's still in Philly, but taking classes online. I was going to ask you, and you know, I've heard people talk about the homeschooling, and obviously I don't have to deal with that, but homeschooling, what's making it really tough is homeschooling, yet you're working at the same time. So is your wife, did she work or was she at home?
No, she's at home.
Before? Okay. So she was at home anyway. So she does have the time to really homeschool and well.
Yes, but it's not easy. Still it's not tough. Easy because I have three in three different schools. And so one has school every morning at 8 o'clock, gets up.
They're doing it online, virtual,
yes.
Or how?
Yeah, okay. Virtual. The other one, I have one who they really didn't, they only missed like a week in private school. And she has full set of classes every day. And then my son, they do virtual 3 or 4 days a week, but it's only for 2 hours. and then everything's kind of handed out. And right now, the public schools, because they're not allowed to advance, they're all doing all review because they don't have assurances that everybody in the district has internet. They've handed out all the Chromebooks, right, but not the internet. So they're still kind of reviewing. So they're kind of stagnant. But it's not, when you have different schedules and you're trying to get them outside and, you know, not be on a device all day, it's not.
And plus, they get to an age where, let's just be honest, it's harder for us to help them.
Yes, yes. My like, eighth grade daughters, it's hard old in math. Like, I forgot how to do slope. I don't know how to do slope and shading of graphs. I'm just not. My son, I'm still the smartest person on earth in fifth grade. But in eighth grade, I am not. History, that's why you go history, because I know and care more about history and English now than I did when I took history and English.
No, I totally agree. Like, and then they do new math. They do math differently.
They
than
do,
we do.
They do.
We
do. Did. They do new math. All right. So you gonna start Tiger King tonight?
My wife and I actually were planning to start a new show tonight. So maybe if I can get her into it, I don't know if it sounds like the type of thing she'll want to watch.
I'm going to try
to sell her on it.
You have to.
You watch it with your wife or by yourself?
We did. No, with my wife. Yeah.
Okay.
My wife's from Oklahoma, so. One of those, like, yeah, it's like one of those, this is not that far-fetched a thing. Not far-fetched.
All right.
Chris will be back tomorrow. I'll be back Friday. This is the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.